Guys, JP Fluellen here, back again, and in today's video, we're going to talk about CMAs. Yes, the thing that every listing agent loves, which is comparing homes and figuring out what is the value. So how are we going to do this? Well, the first thing is you need to know the basics about the property. Where is it located? What subdivision is it in? How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? Garages? Has it been updated? You know, does it have special features? Does it have green features? Does it have a dog run? You know, is it, you know, can you put chickens, goats, whatever animals that, you know, float your fancy that you just love to take care of. But how do we figure out how to determine value? So by knowing these basic things, you know, the square footage, how much is finished? Is it got an unfinished basement? You know, these are kind of the basics that we need to know. So that is the first thing we need to do. The second thing is then how do we find good comps? So going to the MLS, and I always start off with beds, baths, garage, and square footage. And then that's how I'm gonna see how many comps are available in what's, you know, the basics. And then from there, then dial it back a little bit and see if you can go to subdivision. So if you can go into subdivision and there's still enough comps, because when you're doing comps, you know, you need a minimum of 3 comps, because that's what the appraisers use, is a minimum of 3 comps. Sometimes I've seen up to 6 comps on an appraisal. So go in, get that dialed in, and making sure that, you know, you're as close to the subject property as humanly possible. And if you can't get that perfect home, because everybody has cookie cutter homes in their neighborhood or in a neighborhood that they're aware of. So there's always the same house that a builder has done many, 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 many times over. And so sometimes there's really good comps, especially if there's newer homes or, you know, these track homes where they, you know, these, again, cookie cutter homes. Now, if that doesn't work, then the last thing is then adjustments. And so I do know that appraisers can go up to a mile away from the subject property, and they can go as far as a year out. Now, appraisers don't like that. They like to stick within 3 months typically of the home going under contract. And so usually, you know, that's kind of how they figure out, you know, what's the closest comp. Now from there, you got to pick your adjustments. So, you know, they call it bracketing in the appraisal world. So bracketing is just a little bit below and a little bit above, and then they try to whittle it down as close to the as humanly possible to the price. Now, some MLS databases have where you can just pick the comps and then it'll give you an average of those homes. And a lot of times that's pretty accurate. I know our CRM actually does the high, low, and then average, and then the medium. And so that really is very helpful when it comes to dialing in a value for a property. Now, one of the things that you don't want to do is get so wrapped around, you know, dialing in that number perfectly, because, you know, when we all know that a home is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it. So don't get so wrapped around the axle on getting that specific number, because you can waste a lot of time, you know, over analyzing it and not, you know, get a price. So you usually, what I do is I get a range, I present it to my seller, and then I let the seller decide, do I want to be a high end of that or on the low end of that? And then that way you know, you're not getting so obsessed with trying to get that exact number. So if you ever need help with a CMA, feel free and give me a call. Happy to help. I'm JP Fluellen, Titan Real Estate Team. Go get yourself some listings, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace. You made it to the end of this video. If you'd like to see more of what's going on our channel, you can watch that video, you can watch that video, or you could subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace.